They worked out the formula for photos well over a century ago.
64.5% silver,
4.25% nitrogen,
28.25% oxygen.
That chemical compound darkens when exposed to light. The images are captured on a surface. It was glass at one time, in recent years celluloid, and then transferred to paper in the dark room and given a series of smelly chemical baths.
Habits are hard to break, but as Jack Spear reported, silver nitrate and dark rooms have given way to tiny light-sensitive chips and computer printouts. Last year, around the world, digital camera sales ranked in $10 billion, according to the Financial Times. And Barron's magazine predicts that this year, 12 million more digital cameras will be sold than conventional ones. John Owens is editor-in-chief of Popular Photography. He says there's one simple test to find out how popular digital photography has become.
When your grandmother is talking about megapixels, you know that digital has arrived. Film still has its place. Film cameras aren't going away. You know, there's millions and millions of them out there. And they're also a very good deal. What you can get for $250 is a camera that the equivalent in, you know, a digital camera would cost you, probably $1,500. So for students or people who want to learn the basics of photography, you know, a good film camera for $250, you really can't go wrong.
But those companies that have been producing, I guess, standard cameras, cameras that use film, is this sort of their Olivetti moment? Or, you know, the typewriters had to move aside to make way for computers, or the same thing happening to the companies that produce film cameras?
Oh yeah, they're definitely concentrating their R&D and their marketing on the digital cameras. But I can't think of one that is saying, you know, we're just going to stick with film, and this digital thing is just a passing fad. No, they know that, and they are really concentrating on digital.
With the purchase of a digital camera, do you need to upgrade your home system, particularly your printer?
In fact, you don't even need a computer at home if you're going to have a digital camera. Many people who buy them don't have a computer because you don't need a computer. You can take the card in to the photo finisher and have it printed. As for having an at-home printer, for about $89, you can buy one that'll print really good snapshot quality. You can just plug the camera into it and press a button, or you can take the card out of the camera, put it in the printer, and out they come. It's really that simple.
And the card you're talking about, the memory card there.
Is the memory card, yeah.
Now, part of this digital revolution has been the growth of these phones, which also allow you to take pictures using your little cell phone. If people can take pictures with their cell phone, do they actually need to then purchase a digital camera?
What I've seen in Japan, I was in Japan a few months ago, where the camera phone has taken off incredibly. More than 80% of all the cell phones sold in Japan are also cameras, and the quality of the picture they take is really quite good compared to the ones we have here. Ours don't take that good a picture. It doesn't take a real camera quality picture, but there they do. And what it's done is it's kind of knocked out the very bottom of digital cameras, and also, you know, the single use cameras, they've kind of faded a bit because of the camera phone. But one good thing about them is people always have them. They're taking more pictures. They share them, you know, send them to your friends, or you take them to the store and get them printed out. And also, I think it would make people want to become better photographers, and so then get a better, regular digital camera.
John, you seem to be a real enthusiast for digital photography. Are there any drawbacks?
Yeah, there's one drawback that I think that, there are actually two. They run out of battery power quite quickly. They're not like a film camera. A film camera, you can shoot a lot before you run out of batteries. The other thing with them is that you can't shoot very quickly. A lot of them have what's called a lag time between the time you press the button and the time the picture's actually taken. And so that's, you know, you have to get used to that. But they are pretty phenomenal. The new crop of these cameras, you know, that are coming out that are started around $300, they are truly phenomenal. I have not found too many people who are disappointed in those.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Owens is the editor-in-chief for Popular Photography.